Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it's time to go under the big top at Circus World. Today's program is brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank, the bank with the circus connection back to the 1880s. The Ringlings found banking better together with Baraboo National. You will too.
Welcome to this first edition of Under the Big Top at Circus World. We bring you the show each and every week at this time through the courtesy of the Baraboo National Bank, who, of course, has a connection since 1880 with the Ringling family here in Baraboo. You'll learn more about that on the show, as well as a number of other things through the visiting we'll have with Scott O'Donnell, Executive Director at Circus World, and Dave Salutis, Ringmaster and Performance Director. Well, welcome, gentlemen, to this first get-together.
Thank you, Jeff. Hey, Jeff. Pleasure to be here.
I have so looked forward to this because we have so much of a story to tell. Of course, the story has been told about the circus here in Baraboo at Circus World since 1959. Can you give us some of that history?
Sure. So Circus World opened on July 1st, 1959. A couple hours after we opened, the entire site and collection was deeded to or gifted to the state of Wisconsin. So everything we have at Circus World belongs to the state. It was an exciting day. It also corresponded with the premiere of the movie.
The Big Circus.
Rhonda Fleming.
Yeah, at the Al Ringling Theater. It was very exciting. They had a parade and there was a circus queen, was it?
Mm-hmm. A local Baraboo circus queen.
Circus queen. Rhonda Fleming, we actually reached out to a year ago on the 50th anniversary of that movie. She is still with us well into her 90s.
And as is the circus queen, Pat Bender.
She's still in the community. and Rhonda has wonderful memories of Baraboo and that opening day and the throngs of folks that was here excited about the opening of Circus World and celebrating this glorious circus heritage in this city. I mean, Baraboo was incorporated in 1882, and in 1884, just 2 years in, the Ringlings start their circus. So it's been part of the DNA of this community almost as long as it's been a community.
And, you know, that's one of the things we want to talk about on this first show is the fact that that DNA you speak about is going to continue. We've heard in the national press all around the world the fact that the Ringling Circus family will cease show operations in May, and Circus World, of course, will go on with the show as usual just a couple of days later, opening here in Baraboo.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, it got the respectful national and international coverage that it should. You know, it's a brand that's been around longer than baseball, Coca-Cola, and the Kentucky Derby. I mean, you can imagine the national conversation we would be having if one of those announced that they would be ceasing operation. But because of that national exposure, there seems to be a sense of confusion, both in the local community and in the national community, that's it. Anything to do with any circus is closing, and that's not the case. Yes, it's very sad that a 146-year-old brand will cease touring operations, but they're not being sold, so stay tuned. There might be Ringling Brothers 2.0, if you will. But it does not affect us or the other 50-plus other active circuses that are touring America at this time. Yes, Ringling Brothers' last show will be on May 21st, but just 2 days previous, as you just mentioned, we'll start our Big Top summer season, and it'll be going throughout the entire year. So many people have been calling saying, oh, we only have 2 days to see you. Well, that's not the case. We're here. We're here every day, and we invite everybody to come down and you know, reconnect with this amazing, vibrant heritage of this community and really an American history story.
Scott, as you tell that story, it occurred to me that we want to emphasize in particular what you've said, that Circus World goes on. I've said the show goes on. Let's talk about Circus World. Let's just lay it out here. Circus World, let's talk about the ownership. Let's talk about the people that operated in addition to you behind the scenes so that everybody's in the clear on that.
Sure. So as we mentioned, we opened July 1st, 1959, and on that same day, our four founders of Circus World gifted the entire collection and site to the state of Wisconsin. So that we always tell our guests, you know, come visit because this is all yours. As much, you know, we have the great honor and pleasure of working there every day, but it belongs to every citizen of the state of Wisconsin. So we have been part of the Wisconsin Historical Society family since our opening day. We are one of 12 historic sites across the state. We have been managed since we opened through a lease and management agreement with the state of Wisconsin with Circus World Museum Foundation, which employs Dave and myself and our six current staff members. We used to have a staff of 40. We are down to a lean but amazing six. good thing we can juggle, we always say. Part-time staff and volunteer activation from this community. I mean, we could not do what we do without the volunteers. So I was looking about a year and a half ago, we formed a Blue Ribbon Committee tasked with searching out our current economic situation and looking towards long-term sustainability of this collection, world-class collection, and site. It became obvious through that process that we would be smart to approach the state of Wisconsin for some public support, just as they do for the other 11 historic sites. We currently are the only non-historic site that receives currently no funding support from the state. So an ask was made of the governor to please consider bringing some state support to Circus World, which would allow us to, you know, continue our world-class operations, guest experience, and to protect this amazing collection well into the future. So the governor, after much consideration, proposed in his recent budget to provide us with some GPR funding, $500,000 in year one and $700,000 in the second year. Part of that proposal as well was a proposal to bring the daily operational control of Circus World officially into the Wisconsin Historical Society family. We've worked closely with them, as we should, since we opened in 1959. They've always participated in our board. They've always participated in marketing and numerous activations and elements throughout us. So it will mean a little different transition if the legislature approves the governor's proposal. Dave and myself and the six employees will become state employees. And our foundation will continue. It'll probably be more of a support organization, but it has always provided that to Circus World. It has raised typically annually about $600,000+ in private fundraising to supplement the support and operations of Circus World. So it'll be a little different. The average guest will not know any difference, but it positions Circus World in a position of strength to continue this amazing heritage well into the future.
You're listening to the first edition of Under the Big Top at Circus World, presented weekly at this time by the Baraboo National Bank. We'll be back with Dave Salutis in just a moment. He'll give us some details regarding the upcoming season and some of the offerings here at Circus World this summer. Stay right where you are.
Spring is a great time to get a low rate on your mortgage loan. Let the Baraboo National Bank help you find the loan best for you. Considering a new home? Your growing family need more space? It's time to refinance. Use your equity for college, improvements, or life events? Ready to downsize for retirement? Visit the Baraboo National Bank and get your free pre-qualification today. Save $150 off your closing costs when you purchase a new home with the Baraboo National Bank or any of their local branches. The Baraboo National Bank, banking better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dave, let's get into the 2017 summer season that you have scheduled at Circus World. Tell us more about what you booked in that'll be so exciting under what I understand is a new big top tent, correct?
That's the number one thing we've got to talk about is the new tent. It's twice the size of the one we had last year, much taller, much wider, individual bucket seats, so you've got some back support. You won't feel crowded in this tent, and it's a wonderful framework in which to stage this beautiful show we've got coming.
Let's talk more about that show. What specific acts have you booked in for the folks to see this year?
Well, Jacob D'Estacio is an eccentric juggler. He's very wiry, very lean, and he does some amazing things. He's kind of like a human lottery ball juggler. I mean, he's got balls going every which way, and it's just amazing what this young man has been capable of doing. Along with that, we've got Wesley O. Williams, an 18-year-old unicyclist who's been performing since he was six. And he brings an energy that will knock your socks off. He's just electric in the ring. Then we've got a third-generation animal presenter, Jenny Vidbell, from the Vidbel Circus on the East Coast. She is a marvelous entertainer, been traveling with her own family show, the Vidbel Circus, and also with Ringling and with the Big Apple Circus most recently. And she is bringing Noah's Ark with her. She's got 18 different equine beasts with her, ranging from a large breed horse all the way down to a miniature horse. And then there's dogs, goats, and a pig named Velma.
Okay. And of course, as a performance director, Dave, as we have mentioned, books in these various acts. And one thing people always ask about is any more animals beyond the horses?
Well, of course. Elephants.
Elephants.
We're going to have two beautiful elephants, a brand new elephant presenter, Dean Manuel, and his significant other, Candace Storley, is also going to be in the elephant act, but she's also going to do Ariel for us on Lyra. So, and she's a wonderful person. I've talked with her quite a bit over the last year.
Okay, anybody for Ringmaster this year?
Well, some old guy who's turning 60 this year might be stepping back into the ring. And I'm looking forward to it.
It's, well, wonderful. It's, and how many seasons for you, Dave?
Boy, I think about 33, 34, somewhere in there.
Okay, very good. Well, I want to thank both of you gentlemen for stopping by today. And to the audience, we have much, much more on our clipboard to talk about. So listen for this show each and every Thursday at 7:15 a.m. And we have an encore presentation Friday mornings at 6:45 a.m. We have so much more to tell you about, but that's the way the circus is, right? It goes on.
Show always goes on.
All right. Thank you both for stopping by.
Thanks, Jeff.
Our first edition of Under the Big Top at Circus World, presented by the Baraboo National Bank.
Spring is a great time to get a low rate on your mortgage loan. Let the Baraboo National Bank help you find the loan best for you. Considering a new home? Your growing family need more space? It's time to refinance. Use your equity for college, improvements, or life events? Ready to downsize for retirement? Visit the Baraboo National Bank and get your free pre-qualification today. Save $150 off your closing costs when you purchase a new home with the Baraboo National Bank or any of their local branches. The Baraboo National Bank, banking better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. That's Under the Big Top at Circus World, brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank. Visit them today and see why banking better together will help you realize all your family's financial dreams. Thanks for listening, and may all your days be circus days.